Burt Show.
Ask yourself this question. What celebrity would you have the opportunity to meet that would make you change plans that you already have? Mo, what celebrity would you have to meet to go, you know what? I had something planned, but that person's going to be there. I'm changing my plans.
Beyoncé or Jay-Z. That's first to come to mind.
That's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Cass?
Meghan Markle.
Really? Mm.
Yeah, I'm actually a big fan of hers. Huh. I really like her, and I'd love to meet her.
I've got a ton for clout. So many.
Really any A-lister.
Change those plans like that. That is the question for Abby that Tommy is about to, in reality, present to her.
Abby, what are your plans tomorrow eve?
So tomorrow, I've had this...
the eve of tomorrow.
Tomorrow eve, I guess, would be tonight.
Yeah, tonight I'm watching...
Tomorrow evening.
Yeah, tonight I'm watching crappy Christmas movies. But tomorrow, I do have plans. I'm headed to a friend's house who she has an annual Christmas cookie party every single year. It's been on my calendar for literally a year. I'm very excited. This is a big deal. We're decorating cookies, Tommy. It's the Christmas spirit.
What's the address? 123 Lame Avenue?
No.
Just, I would say if this was me and I had Abby's plans, it would be name any celebrity and I will blow off the cookie making.
Listen, I love friendship and frivolity. I can't wait to dress up and go.
It could be a reality show celebrity. I'll meet the celebrity.
I thought of two people when this was presented to me as an opportunity for myself. I myself, my house is a wreck. We have to decorate for Christmas, so I'm passing up said opportunity. And I'm not one to usually pass up going to an event such as the one I will be revealing in a couple minutes.
Especially on the eve of a Sunday.
Yes, it is the eve of a Sunday.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be Saturday night.
You should just change it to Sunday Eve every Saturday.
So, the question I present to you, Abby. What are your top five guys, celebrities that you like?
We already got the first one out of the way. Shmiley Shmeen, who shall not be named for free clout anymore.
Now, is this people that you admire just like dudes that you are attracted to that if you meet them, you think, yeah, maybe there would be some chance that, you know.
Oh, hot guys.
But hot guys.
For those of you who don't know who Shmiley Shmeen is, that is Riley Green, country music star.
There we go. That was just 7,000 more in free advertisement, Tommy. There we go.
Yep, go ahead.
You are giving the show way too much credit. Go ahead.
So we have him, Glenn Powell, Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Yep.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah. And I met him.
Charles Melton.
Charles Melton?
Melton. Sorry. I'm a little stuffed, so.
Who is that?
Melton. Riverdale.
Riverdale.
Oh. Okay.
Super hot dude. Generic hot man.
Okay. Next question. What are your next five guys?
Here's the B list. Tom Blythe.
This person is not a B-lister. This person is definitely...
It's her B-list. It's my B-list.
Okay, well, your B-list is wrong.
Okay, so I need A-listers.
This person is A-list.
And this is generational A-list, B-list, too. Like, for you, Brad Pitt is going to be an A-list.
No, but
for
Brad Pitt.
Oh, okay.
I would say this person is stretched across the board. Because one thing in particular that he did span the ages.
I feel like it has to be movie-related. Because you're a big movie buff. Like, you're not getting excited about, like, some country music artist with abs.
I will tell you, it is movie related.
Okay.
It can't be that big for Tommy not to change his plans.
And Rebecca is going. I thought of two people. I thought of Abby and Rebecca. And Rebecca's going, and she is super excited.
If Rebecca's excited about it, too, and it's a guy. It's a man, for sure.
Can we stay away from pronouns?
Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise.
No, it's not.
Who else? I don't know.
I think everybody in this room would know who he is. He's not a complete unknown.
I think I would argue he's almost a household name.
How can it be an A-lister that is not?
See what I did there, Rebecca?
That is not a complete. His hint was complete unknown.
Complete unknown.
I would go back to naming the celebs that you were.
Seriously,
naming.
You're our entertainment reporter,
Timothy Chalamet.
Yes!
Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy Chalamet?
You think I want to date Timothy Chalamet?
I didn't say you wanted to date him. I said like him.
I think that he is going to end up being one of the greatest actors of this generation. He is brilliant.
I feel like he's already there. Yeah. He's in all the major films. He's in Dune. He was in that Wonka movie that somehow got a sequel.
And that's what I was talking about, stretching the ages, the Wonka movie. Old people, young people.
He would not be on a list of people you'd want to be around. Now, what would be her participation in hanging out with
him? And a complete unknown is his new movie where he portrays the legendary Bob Dylan.
Oh, that's right.
There will be a screening of this Searchlight Pictures film tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6.
Timothy Chalamet
will be on hand participating in a Q&A.
Timothy Chevrolet is a generational talent, but you framed it as if it was going to be a hot man. I thought I had a hot date for Sunday Eve, Tommy.
You don't think Timothy Chalamet is hot?
He looks like Oliver Twist grown up.
What?
Have you seen him in that sexy new ad that he does?
That cologne, right?
Like, no. Natalia Dyer from Stranger Things.
I'm sorry. You like Hopper from Stranger Things.
I do. Are you not going to go to this thing? If I was in town, I would definitely ask you to go.
No, I'm not going. Two people in a relationship can't have an iron deficiency. He's a no for me.
The Burt Show.